When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break, sponsored by the 1890 Initiative. Live from Lincoln, America, here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks.
I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Wednesday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Congrats to the AL All-Star team, 5-3 winners last night in the All-Star game. I'm sure, Sip, you caught all of that last night.
Wow, okay, 5-3 AL, Bill.
Yes, right, in Texas, Globe Life Field.
Okay, that's an AL city.
That's right.
Yeah.
The AL wins 5-3 in the All-Star game.
So what's that mean?
I don't think it means anything anymore.
Okay.
Used to mean home field advantage in the World Series. I think they went away with that, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Sports show.
Sports show. We're talking sports on this show.
I did not watch, but if I was going to watch any All-Star game, it's hands down the best All-Star game. I mean, they actually play the game as if it was supposed to be played. It's a game. And so they may not do a couple little things like that, but it's a regular game. The final score wasn't 32-38 because they threw the ball underhand.
Right.
And so, like, it's like NBA basketball. Right. Like, what happened? Joke. Well, they won 196 to 179. Yeah. You know, it's
they
like,
got
to
end that.
No, it's not that. Football doesn't even exist anymore.
No.
They don't have
good
it.
Point. Good,
so it's the
good
only,
sports take.
So it's the only All-Star game worth watching. Yeah, so they actually play. The pitchers pitch. The hitters try to hit. They do the right thing. And so, for that matter, it's well worth watching.
And you could do weird stuff, like
You can make all
start a guy on second base
or whatever. Yeah, all this They play normal. It's probably a little bit different than when Pete Rose ran over the guy at home.
Ray Fosse
ran never played again.
Ray Fosse,
yeah, I don't think he ever played again. Like it's like a career ending deal at the All Star game. Pete Rose ran him over. It was like there's two things. One he. He manned the plate.
Mm-hmm.
He did that, right. And then
Rose had money on that game.
Yeah,
kidding.
Might have.
Ray Fosse never played again. Yeah. And Jake, you might check the text line. I think I got that name right.
I'm not sure he never played again at all, but his career was never the same. I know that for sure. But for that reason, though, it's worth watching.
Yeah, that's a good take.
It's worth watching.
It's a good take. It's still real.
They talked about numerous players this morning driving in, and I didn't have any idea who any of them were.
Yeah.
No idea. And I used to know who it was. Like, oh, yes, let's watch Yaz. Let's watch whoever. I mean, I knew these players were.
Back pretty far on Yaz.
Back pretty far, yes.
They went back to the 70s, right?
Yeah, exactly.
This is the better time.
Better time.
Freddie Lynn's out there.
Exactly. It'd be great to see, wouldn't it?
Kingman.
Jim Rice. Yeah, how about that?
How about some Cesar Geronimo?
thank you.
Maybe never made the All-Star game. But
I don't know, but still like to see him.
Good name.
Still like to see him. How about that? Johnny Bench behind the plate?
How about that? Yeah.
Like to see Bench behind the plate?
100.
Yeah.
How about some Jolton Joe Morgan?
It'd be great. Oh,
remember Joe Morgan?
Yeah.
Look at these
baseball. How about Ricky
games.
Henderson? You want to come on? You want to see a little bit of Ricky? Ricky talks in third person. Yeah, I'd like to see Ricky.
He did.
Ricky's going to steal today.
This is good. This is a good time for trivia.
Okay.
This is from Bill, our friend in Pottsville.
Pottsville, Pennsylvania.
Here.
The home of Yingling beer, by the way.
Wouldn't be surprised if one of you got this. Who is the only player to win the home run derby, the All-Star Game MVP, and the league MVP in the same year?
Do you have a year on this at all?
I could give you a year that might. You want me to do that?
I think you need to make it even somewhat.
Yeah, give me at least
1991.
Ooh.
Say it again.
Who is the only player to win the home run derby, the All-Star Game MVP, and the league MVP in the same year? It was 1991.
That's the year the Twins won the World Series, I believe.
Kirby Puckett.
It's not a bad guess, but it's not right.
Too old, too late for Dale Murphy.
How about Joe Carter?
No.
Too early for him?
No. Yeah.
Just throw it out there because we could name names for like an hour and a half.
Cal Ripken. Man of Steel. Is that what they called him?
He played a lot of games in a row.
Iron Man.
The Iron Man.
The Iron Man.
Close enough.
The Man of Steel. Same thing. Iron Man.
Yeah. Iron and Steel is different to my knowledge. I think that's a difference.
He's on the right track.
But still, both of them very strong. If someone says I have an iron bar or I have a steel bar, you're both going to be like, that's a lot of strength.
It's pretty good.
It's different than a wooden and a bamboo.
You trust that.
Yeah, stronger than bamboo.
You trust that.
Sports.
Thank you to Bill in Pottsville for that trivia.
Thanks to Bill for his take, Bill Bush for his take, and Bill in Pottsville for that. Yeah, it was good. Gotcha. I wouldn't have got it.
All-star game. 5-3 AL wins. We had something happen before the show. I noticed you were wearing jeans today, Sip. You were wearing short pants the last month or so.
Yes.
And you had a reason why. It wasn't just, say, I just pulled them out. No, you thought ahead for the day in terms of why you were wearing jeans, and it confused me.
It caught
Bill.
Us a little bit.
It caught us off guard.
Tell us why you're wearing dungarees.
Instead of wearing
shorts.
It doesn't make any sense. Yeah.
He
says because you're going to the
felt
dentist.
Felt uncomfortable being in short pants at the dentist's office. So he went with jeans.
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
And he's also going to see his accountant. That tells you make money. When you have your own accountant that has to like keep track of
it's
things.
It's a rough day today.
Dentist
has
today.
Has anyone ever been to the dentist in short pants?
Yes, I can say I have.
I believe I have.
Have you?
I know I have.
I would have been all right laying in the chair with my shorts on.
Yes.
Okay.
The reason you wouldn't know that because you haven't been to the dentist in how long?
I don't know the protocols.
Yeah.
I was 10.
You were 10.
I say 10. I mean, it's very possible it was before that. Yeah.
So approximately 50 years ago.
Dr. Kotroki in Columbus. I remember it wasn't a bad, people say, were you traumatized? Yeah. No, I wasn't traumatized. Mm-hmm. It's just that my teeth are good. Now there's some issues though. So yeah, I thought that
the jeans
it would be more appropriate to wear jeans in the dentist's office. Isn't that seems normal to me?
I don't think wearing the jeans is unnormal. I just think the fact you didn't wear them because of the dentist is a little odd. It's a little odd. I don't think the dentist, when it was like 100 degrees outside, that they have like, excuse me, can you please put some long pants on? I don't think that's happening. I don't think they're going to allow it to
some
go
long
on.
Long pants in the back.
In the back, yes. We have some guest pants. Put on the guest pants.
There's an extra pair back there for you.
Sweatpants.
Just some sweatpants. Throw these on. They're from Sears.
All right.
You'll love them.
I thought it out. I thought that was the appropriate thing to do.
Not horrific.
Yeah. I hope you. It makes you more comfortable at the dentist's
office today. Title chit chat.
Yeah, Ben is here.
Young Ben's here.
Ben, good morning.
Yes.
We're both from Columbus, okay? Keep that in mind.
Young Ben has been quiet this morning. I tried to talk to him. He's just kind of a.
Well, yeah.
I think if you're in a bad mood, you just don't talk. That's fine. Great.
Versus, well, he's versus being grouchy. He's probably high on hours. Yeah. Probably knows he's got to get out
What's
of here
the update,
pretty quick.
Ben? He's laughing now. He's in a good mood there.
You're from Columbus.
Seven Mile Bend.
7 Mile Bend.
We have to represent, okay? It's important to me. Columbus.
Represent.
Yeah.
Anything else? Idle chit chat for you from yesterday's sip.
No, not really.
What? Nothing
no,
at all?
Just a work day. Just a common work day. What about you guys? Did you play golf?
No golf yesterday.
No,
zero golf.
You walked?
Yesterday,
sugar.
Yes, twice. Because it was nice out. So the one early and the one late. We got two in. So that was a good deal. But it was a classic Tuesday. Just, ooh.
Yeah.
Just, ooh. That was it.
I had a problem with Bullitt's cone. He's getting a cone right now, Jay.
The cone is shame.
No, not again.
I've talked to Bill about this. Yeah, he's in a cone.
Apparently,
I didn't put it on correctly because I got a message from Trix that said, hey, the cone, I got home and the cone was off. there's no problems, but I didn't put the cone on properly. He managed to get the cone off. I don't think I put it on very well. I'm not big on the cone.
Sugar's had it twice. It's not
twice.
Fun.
Twice.
Twice. It's not fun. And they come walking through the house. They just have this look on their face.
What?
And they just bang.
Then they bang into stuff.
They bang into stuff like crazy. Sugar would just run into stuff every just Because she started just kind of being a dog again, like running around and stuff, and all of a sudden just bam, bam.
Feel awful.
Yeah. And also into your legs too. Just
thank you. I was just going
to
add that.
It was painful.
Yeah.
It was very painful. I took some shots to the shin. Took a lot of shots from sugar.
Well, sugar's big.
Yeah.
Bullet's not big. It doesn't hurt me. It hurts my soul that he's running into me. Like, come on.
Figure it out. Come on, Bullet.
When they get it off, oh, wow.
Yeah, that's
a fun feeling.
It's Friday.
What if we had to wear a cone for a week? It bothers. Yeah,
interesting.
I wouldn't do well. I wouldn't do well with that. Yeah.
Get some ibuprofen ready over there, Bennett.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Tooth flared up.
Right now it did.
You just never know when it's going to happen either.
No.
You were right. You had an issue like that, kind of?
Well, I've had an issue before. I'm calling for a root canal.
That's what you think is going on.
I'm calling for a root canal. Okay. Dennis,
you seem okay with this, by the way. That he said that usually terrifies people about root canal.
It's time to pay the piper. Yeah. That's the way I look at it. I mean, they're not going to give me anything that I can't handle because I'm mentally ready. Like, if they say I got to tear all your teeth out, I'll say, well,
is this what it was like when you were boxing? Looked across the ring like, I don't care what's coming out of that corner. I'm ready for it. Is that the same thing? I see it the same.
Roughly.
Yes.
I mean, come on. It's time to pay the piper. And it's time to get you my ibuprofen. I'm not joking around.
Yeah. Ben, do you have it?
It's right there.
Side, yeah.
I took some yesterday, too. Mm. I had a headache.
Yeah. A little good reason.
This is really idle chit-chat at this point.
A little different than the gummy.
You had a headache.
There, yeah.
What was it? 1 to 10?
7.
Ooh, good.
I don't get headaches very often. That's why it's a big deal. I don't get headaches. Probably about 5 times a year I get a headache.
That's on Elizabeth.
yeah, sure.
I'm joking, Elizabeth. God bless you.
That's good. That's
how many ibuprofen did you take?
I've been told by a pharmacist the most you should take is 4. If you take more than 4.
What if you take 8, but it's over a day?
Well, that's fine. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, you can take 4 about every 4 hours.
Yes,
or so.
That's correct.
4 every 4.
If you're taking like 8 on your first dose, that's a little bit of a problem. Yeah. But
just 8, so you know, they tear your stomach up a little bit.
It sure
does. Yeah. If all of a sudden you're going like, my stomach does not feel good, that'll happen.
Yep.
Because one thing that my 14 ACT did was help me prepare for med school.
You seem awfully versed in the medical field.
Very wise.
Yes.
Very wise.
All right, let's talk sports.
That's Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by our friends at Newton's Lawn Care. Please call or text Andrew at 402-440-6297 for all your lawn care needs this summer and fall. In the garage this morning or
what's
not?
That? He's out today.
He's out today.
Out.
Yeah, he knew we had a good day to work like that. There's some chances, maybe some weather coming in. That's what Andrew felt. So we wanted to stay ahead of it. He's putting down a lot of fertilizer. So he wants to make sure he stays ahead of it.
There's a chance.
So he's on the hop with that one. There was some weather in Nebraska last night, but never.
I think Central Nebraska.
Central Nebraska
weather.
Got it. Central City.
Did you get it?
Central part of the
Did
state.
I wonder if Columbus got anything.
We'll have to check and see. Check and see in that. So we mentioned this at the end of the show yesterday. I saw the report from Brett McMurphy of the Action Network that was talking about Florida State and what their options might be if they were to leave the ACC. The report says, I'll remind you from yesterday, that the Big Ten, per sources, and the SEC are both unlikely to add Florida State should they leave the ACC due to it not making financial sense. They don't want to expand. And, quote, they've been a disruptive partner in their current league regarding Florida State and where they might go. But it sounds like, per yesterday, the Big Ten and SEC, as of right now, would not be options for Florida State.
You never know what's going to happen with that, but to start off with one item, when you are the university that is suing your own conference for something that you signed, that
disruptive.
Right away, it's kind of like, hang on now.
You're a disruptive partner.
Let's push back on this. So I can see why the SEC and Big Ten are maybe like pausing, you know, that press pause. Now, just because they press pause doesn't mean they'll also snap out of that and press play.
Well, I think what would have to happen for that to happen is that the ACC would have to blow up. Now, if the ACC blows up, then all these teams are going to be sitting there. The SEC and the Big Ten are going to have to act. Now, who would they act upon? I don't know. If the ACC doesn't blow up and Florida State leaves, then it might not have a landing spot. Or maybe it's the Big 12.
Big 12 seems like an option. Your mark wants to expand more.
Would the Big 12 want Florida State?
Is there a Big 12 now? Is it 16?
16 teams.
I'm telling you, once you go over 16, I think even 16 is large. It's really hard to call it a conference.
It is.
When you don't play each other. It's so like, have, it's like hey, we haven't played those guys for 4 years.
Would you have to add two, then you're at 18.
Right.
And then if you would add Florida State and Clemson, a lot of Big 12 teams are like, okay, here we go. Clemson, Florida State are going to come in and think they're going to run this show. Mm. And they probably would try. So, again, disruptive partner. Florida State, this is an interesting story. Now, he's quoting, he's just anonymous quote.
Yeah, unnamed sources.
It's just unnamed sources throughout. So you never know exactly what to expect.
Can you imagine if you sued to get out of your conference and you win and then no one takes you? That would be,
that's the most awkward thing ever. Right. That's the possibility that's raised in this very interesting, provocative. This is a very provocative article. I mean, he quoted what? How many, Dick? 10? 10 college football. What's he say here? Hold on a second. 10 college football figures. Here's what he said. Oh, yeah. Here's what he said. This is Brett McMurphy. Action Network contacted more than a dozen individuals, including university presidents, conference personnel, athletic directors, network executives, and consultants. So, I mean, now nobody is named, which always is a little bit shaky to me when it's like that. But, I mean, it's certainly provocative. Like what Bill said is the bottom line. Wow, Florida State suing to get out of its conference, maybe wins the suit and doesn't have a landing spot. Then what?
It would be a remarkable story. Scene of events. What else is crazy about when you talk about the power of football? When all this realignment stuff is being talked about, all that's talked about is football. Basketball's hardly even talked about. It's football run.
A little bit of basketball.
And that's it.
Yep.
And there is no conversation like, well,
no.
That the SEC has made baseball they're so dominant. But there's still no one's talking about we need to bring these guys in because of their baseball program.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
That's not what it is. It's all based on football only. So Clemson and Florida State obviously has a great brand, but they right now it just keeps trending that there's no place for them to go.
Right. Unless, I mean, the important distinction to make is if the ACC would blow up, then there's probably going to, I think, okay, if the ACC would blow up, those teams are going to have to go somewhere, and the SEC and the Big Ten are probably going to have to say, okay, how are we going to do this? If the ACC doesn't blow up, the other interesting part of the article is, at least the article makes it sound like the Big Ten and the SEC don't really want to expand. The Big Ten's not interested in expanding, according to a source. The SEC's Sankey said it 17 times yesterday. We're fine at 16. I don't think those conferences are, and God bless America on that. I'm glad. I don't want there to be more expansion. I like it.
Just imagine your league. It's already coast to coast. We got Oregon in Florida State, in the same conference.
Kind of silly.
Yeah. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine what that would even be like?
You already have 18 teams in this conference. The Big Ten is 18 teams. Right. It's ridiculous.
So you're going to go to 20, and like Bill said, it's really not a conference at that point. It's not. It's not congenial. I mean, congenial, is that the word? Whatever. It's not, you don't have a sense of togetherness. Like Sankey said, we are contiguous.
Contiguous,
and there's strength in that. And they feel a bond, they feel strength, and they want to keep it that way. Now, adding Florida State would do that. Adding Clemson would do that.
Well, it's the same thing with football we talked about. And then everyone made a very smart comments. You guys did on the Big Ten, the lower half in football. And they're like, hey, they're pretty good, but their brand isn't. Their logo isn't. There's only one kind of slow logo. Not slow, but not great logo in the SEC, and that's Vanderbilt. It's the only one.
Kind of a lesser logo.
A lesser one, and you kind of say, okay, football, where you can say, well, you know, Rutgers has been pretty good, but their logo doesn't bring that. That doesn't have the same power. Oh. The SEC is so powerful. They got 16, and it's like, yeah.
They're all pretty powerful.
People are going like, yeah, you know, Missouri, you know, because people dogged on Missouri for a lot of years here. Mm-hmm. A lot of years. Right now, they won 11 last year, and they're bringing back a loaded team, and they think they're going to start 7-0. And so my point is the power that they have there, they're going, why would we need to bring two more in?
I know.
Why would we need
to? Well, they're saying they don't, which is, again, heartening.
Hypothetically, if somehow the SEC were to change their mind and would bring in Florida State and Clemson, possibly, and go away from the 16, get to 18.
Okay.
Now imagine that conference. It's already hard enough to win. You got Georgia up there. I mean, all the great teams. And then you had two teams that have had very good success over the last 10 years, plus years in college football. It becomes an impossible conference to win.
It becomes
impossible.
They're going to be getting
diabolical.
Six teams would be getting into the playoffs if you added Florida State.
Seriously.
You have to add basically about six teams.
Half of the 12 from the SEC.
That's probably what they don't want. I mean, it just seems like, and this is, now listen, let's be very clear on this. This is not Greg Sankey's decision. This is presidents and chancellors' decision. But they don't seem to have a big appetite for that expansion.
It is just a bizarre situation with the grant of rights that was signed to 2036. And so they're going to be roughly 30 to 40 million behind the other
Big Ten and SEC. Yeah.
A year.
Which is incredible.
Per year.
That's significant. So far behind. That matters.
Oh, man. Oh, and then now you're taking, now you can spend $22 million of your own money on NIL.
Oh,
and
now it's going to be,
like, where's this money coming from? How, they're like, we can't keep up. We cannot keep up.
What a story. Because it's easy to understand Florida State's concern. But Florida State, if you've noticed, is much more vocal and obsessive about it than Clemson. Mm.
So if you do not hear Clemson, they're doing the same. And also,
I think they're just more tactful about it.
I wish I would have heard this thing a little bit closer, but I listened to it, on where these trials are being set.
Yeah. Are there actual trials?
Or where it's going to be heard, where these cases are going to be heard, and what state will they be heard? Because the laws are different.
Right.
In what state. Now, if this goes out of my... it's going to shock you. This is out of my law wheelhouse.
No,
it was very interesting to hear about
this.
It'd be nice.
There are a lot of attorneys involved that are making a lot of money on this. A lot of billable hours.
Billable hours are insane now.
They're insane.
They're every day they're going to be going like, do you write those down?
Guys making a mint.
Hey, send that over to him real quick. Right. We're not going to hold off to the end on this. We're going to need some payment as we're going.
Oh, there's firms that are racking up huge billable hours, and that's whatever. I mean, that's fine. That's
what North Carolina's on potentially on the move too, but they're just sitting tight. They're just like, let's just kind of let. I think they understand if it implodes and the other two get out, that there's going to be, it's just going to crumble. So they may have a chance to get out without causing any sort of a stir.
I am cheering for the ACC to stay intact. Mm. I'm cheering for the lawyers on the side of that.
Agreed. Three conferences?
Yeah.
The big three?
Right.
Now all of a sudden the big two?
Now, I have family in the Florida State family, so I always am careful. I choose my words carefully. But Bennett, Marty's son, is the one who said, and he lives in Houston, and when we had our luncheon, he said Florida State fans are obsessive. They're obsessive about getting out. That's disruption. Mm. Obsessive people are disruptive. They're disruptive.
It would be very difficult to be the head coach at Florida State.
Why?
For that reason. Yeah, how's the team looking? What's going on here? What's our chances? Whatever it is, you're talking about NIL at that. Right. When the main conversation, what's going on with the lawsuit? Mm-hmm. Are you guys getting out?
100.
You guys are way behind 2036. What are we going to do? How are we going to keep up?
Could affect your fundraising.
Could
NIL
affect everything.
Fundraising.
But every day, that's one of your number one. People, they'll ask the players, like you said, like at media day, they'll ask them, hey, now you guys are in a situation. How are you guys handling? The players are going to be like, well, we don't worry about that. It doesn't affect us.
Mm-hmm.
But they hear
they'll
it.
They'll get asked.
But they'll get asked. Now, if I'm a current player, they're kind of going like, this does not affect me. Nope. By the time this ever gets worked out, whatever the plan is, I'll be gone. I won't be here anymore.
Yeah, I'd have to look to see what timetables are on this. Like, when could it actually go to trial? I don't know that. I think we're thinking about it. You're dealing with a settlement at some point. But yeah, it's crazy. It's craziness. Because they're trying to tear apart language in a contract. I I mean, they're just trying to find little loopholes, just anything.
Loopholes is the key word, yep.
Yeah. There's not a, and there's not a slam dunk one. They would have found that. So. They'd have found that about 2 years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
About 2 years ago, they're kind of like, no, not really going to happen. There's probably going to be a judge that's going to kind of look at him and go, yes, you can leave. It'll cost you $500 million.
And I think
that's what it's going to be for you. You can pay the price to leave.
I believe that I've read this, that the grant, the actual, there is an actual grant of rights that has terms, you know, spelled out. But you can't remove it from this area that it's in. So the lawyers have to descend upon this one building.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You send that over. Nope. No. Yeah, it's like no. It's like the Declaration of Independence.
Right.
You want to see the original?
Yeah, you got to go see it. You got to come see it. Wherever that is.
Wherever that is.
You know where it's at.
It is. It's in. And you go in there and it's like, hey, no phones. No anything. You can go in there. It's incredible.
Yeah, it is really. I mean, it'd be really interesting to delve into it. If you guys just turned me loose for a month. And to really delve into it. It'd be an interesting story to do.
It'll be a giant. This is another incredible 10 years from now. This will be an incredible 30 for 30.
It'll be
a big story of how things changed.
I mean, there is this very plausible scenario that Florida State just has to stay in the ACC.
And it all happened off of one thing. All of a sudden, just one day we woke up in Texas and Oklahoma. It's like, you know what? We're out of here.
Yep, 2021.
And then what happened then? All of a sudden, USC, UCLA, boom.
Boom.
Gone. Then they tried to hold the Pac-12 together. Then they had a conference call to talk about the Apple potential doing the Apple TV. And they got on the conference call, and Washington and Oregon did not pick. Washington, Oregon, are you there? Are you there? They didn't even get on the call because they were gone, too. So everybody started going.
Kliakoff dragged his feet. He did. Dragged his feet.
Do you remember the stories, whether they were true or which? There's probably some truth, but they talked about that Phil Knight basically flew to the Big Ten. That's what it was. That was reported, that he flew to the Big Ten saying, we won in. We won in. The next year they got in. He's worth $45 billion. Yeah. How about your NIL?
Speaking of Phil Knight, yesterday at Media Day, SEC Media Days, day two, Kirby Smart was at the podium for Georgia. And he referred to Phil Knight. He said, I wish I could get some of that NIL money that Phil Knight is giving Dan Lanning at Oregon.
Who said that?
Kirby Smart said that at the podium yesterday in Dallas for SEC Media Days. He referred to Phil Knight. He said, quote, I wish I could get some of that NIL money that Phil Knight is giving Dan Lanning.
That's kind of tacky,
he
Kirby.
He said that at the podium.
Kirby, that's a little tacky. Yeah. Don't do that. No. See, Saban would never do that. Would he do that?
I don't think he would.
I don't know.
Didn't he get in a spat with somebody?
I always say the same things. Him and Jimba. They got in a huge
public
NIL spat, basically, of how things were going. But
I think it was mainly Jimba being out of line, though.
It was back and forth. But anyway, it's going to come down to the advantages are there. When you have when your number one booster is worth $45 billion, so just think, if they're worth $45 billion, just how much? So they're talking about, okay, we need $22, $23 million a year to do this. He made that today.
Yeah.
That's what he made that in a couple days.
I don't know if we can pay this receiver.
We can pay the receiver. And we don't even know it's gone.
Right.
His wife's probably not at home going, hang on now. Hang on. Let me check the checkbook here. Where's that money coming from? We got to tighten things up here a little bit.
Kirby said that on the podium.
Kirby referred to referred to Phil Knight on the podium and said, I'm jealous of what Oregon has with the NIL money, basically, yesterday. I'm sure they're making a lot of money NIL in Georgia. They're doing just fine, but not Oregon good in terms of what Phil Knight can provide. That's a lot.
Like I said, why I mentioned again, it's the most anticipated college football season in the history of college football.
It will be beautiful.
With these storylines going on, the expanded playoffs, the teams are going to be in this. Oh, I mean,
seriously.
Then the SEC will be, like I said, there'll be 6-7 teams alive almost to the last weekend that will have a chance to get in. There'll be 4-5 Big Ten teams alive right till the very end of what's going to happen. Yeah. And so it's just, and then you got, and then the championship games, every one of them just became incredible. Yep. The Big 12 championship game, incredible to buy. It became, whoever it is, it just became incredible.
It's going to be a great season. It's July 17th. It's almost here.
Also, this is exciting in terms of people going to games and showing up still. This is from our friend Ross Dellinger, who's at Media Days also in SEC. He says, Josh Heupel, Tennessee coach, said Tennessee has a season ticket waiting list of 15,000 right
whoa,
now.
Whoa.
15,000 season ticket waiting list.
They seat over 100.
Seat over 100.
Think about that for a second. Tennessee is filling it to the brims, and there's a big wait list. 15,000.
There's discussion. The biggest game in the history of Oklahoma football, as far as anticipation, is this year. It's Tennessee coming to Oklahoma.
Whoa.
Imagine some of those games that are not going to happen. When all of a sudden you see where Texas is going, you see
Tennessee's going to Oklahoma.
If you want to read an interesting story, read the story about Georgia going to play at Texas. Because the schedule matches up with a Formula One race in Austin, and nobody can get there's not a hotel room within 2.5-3 hours of Austin.
Oh boy! Because
the Formula One had been set for quite some
fascinating.
Time.
Fascinating.
And so now it's
fascinating, and it's not like Austin has a shortage of hotels.
No, as you're one of the most incredible cities. And people and Georgia fans are livid because they can't get in.
3 hours.
So they're
supposed to.
So they'll be staying.
What would you recommend?
They'll be staying in Dallas. They'll stay in Dallas and have to try to get down there. They'll find a way.
Good
I'll tell you
one
thing: Georgia won't do. Mm-hmm. Their fans will not be going like, "Well, I'm not going to that game. I'm not going. I got to drive an extra 2 hours. Screw that." No, they'll be there.
Maybe bring a tent.
But that's the imagine the
tent.
Excitement.
Campground.
Imagine the excitement in Austin.
Oh,
I can
imagine
Georgia coming to town, and you have the Formula One. And I don't understand Formula One quite. The popularity.
Open wheel.
The popularity is insane.
It's big.
I think it's open
big.
Wheel. Is that right, Jake?
I cannot confirm that. But
I believe that's correct.
Bennett open
they
wheel?
Had a track around the Miami, the Dolphin Stadium, Hard Rock Stadium, and that was absolutely packed with people.
It's become
a year or two ago.
It's a who's who. Shaq shows up for things like this.
Oh, yeah. Huge name show.
Yeah. This is a who's who. Formula One.
You mentioned Tennessee, Oklahoma. That is the kind of matchup that we're going to get regularly now, and it's incredible.
All of a sudden, like, who do you got this week? Oh, we got what?
Yeah, Heupel.
What?
Heupel going into Norman.
Well, yeah, but that's you know what? I appreciate those guys for scheduling that non-conference. It's conference. Wow.
Tennessee, Oklahoma. Mm. Those colors.
Whoa. When you go through those games that they have, it's big time.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
We're talking sports.
We are talking sports.
Sports. We'll have a lot to talk about.
It's going to be a busy season for us.
Yeah.
Busy football season. Before we get to break, if you're hungry for breakfast or brunch, where should you go, Bill? Early Bird at 19th and K. They've got everything from breakfast burritos to French toast, chicken fried steak. How about cinnamon roll pancakes and hash holes?
Hash hole.
Hash
hole.
That's a breakfast appetizer.
Oh, man.
It's very good.
What's that?
Very
the
good.
Early bird gets the...
Pancake.
Pancake.
It's on the side of the building. It's on
the side of the building.
Incredibly obnoxious.
I tell you
just
what.
Trying to wake you up.
How about them being now the new number one breakfast place in Lincoln?
In Lincoln.
They've just taken it over.
So it's, you know what's going to happen next. Midwest.
Hit that?
Midwest, yeah. The whole...
They're going to take over.
The country.
Albion, be alert for an early bird coming your way. Kind of lock in on that. Will lock in on that.
And there's parking.
Free parking.
Incredible
lots
parking.
Lots of parking and free.
That's big. That's big. I'm serious.
It helps a ton. We have a big, really big live remote coming from there in August.
We're trying to get
all four of the boroughs there. That's what we're trying to get done.
We'll have them on.
Yes.
Joe, if Joe comes, we'll have him on.
We'll come on the show.
We'll squeeze him in.
We'll get Jimmy's fun to talk to because Jimmy's from Mississippi. Jimmy's a lot
still
of fun.
Still has the draw.
Exactly.
Never lost it.
Never lost it. It still stays the same.
And Jamie never has much to say. That's the thing.
Jamie
talks your ear off.
He's great to talk to.
I love talking. Being facetious.
You're a nut.
Oh, crazy nut.
You wearing pants.
Dentist appointment today.
I got this.
6 locations, 3 in Omaha, 1 in Lincoln at 19th and K. Also some in Iowa. Early Bird, the place for breakfast, brunch, and lunch, 6:30 to 2:30 daily. Sean Callahan is next on Early Break in the Ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.